Chapter 33, Worry versus Concern. There is a big difference between worrying and being concerned. Worrying is useless. It paralyzes you, keeps you up at night, and solves nothing. Concern, on the other hand, motivates you to act. Example, if your car's brakes are squealing, worry will not fix them. Lying awake thinking, what if they fail? What if I crash? What if everything goes wrong? Does nothing. Concern will get you to the mechanic. Concern says, this could be serious. I had better book an appointment and get it checked. Next time your mind starts spinning, ask yourself, am I worrying or am I concerned? If it is worry, let it go. If it is concern, act. Worry is nothing more than negative thinking. If negative thinking really made things better, I think we would all go out and take a course on it. Better yet, negative people would be the happiest people you know, and you and I both know that is not how it works. There is a big difference between concern and worry. This is an important message, so please do not miss it. Concern helps, worry hurts. Sincere concern is helpful. Sometimes concern is the right response to certain situations. For example, when a person close to me gets ill, I am concerned about their overall health. I take positive action to ease the situation if I can. I visit, I help with errands, I encourage them to see a doctor, and I support them on the road to recovery. Being concerned allows us to take positive action. Worry, on the other hand, fills our minds with imagined problems and is destructive. Worry offers no value to our life. Worry does not change anything. And instead, worry creates unhappiness. Concern, like facilitating in other parts of life, can move us in a positive direction. In most cases, the things we worry about do not ever happen and are only imaginary. Here's something to consider. Worry cannot stop things from happening, or they are completely out of our control. Worry is more likely to make the very thing you are worrying about happen simply because we are focusing on them so much that we act out of fear instead of wisdom. You may recognize a famous bit of wisdom often called the Serenity Prayer. It says, grant me the courage to change the things I can, to accept the things I cannot, and to have the wisdom to understand the difference. That short message is one of the best guides for deciding whether you are operating from worry or from concern. Concern lives in the first line, courage to change what you can. Acceptance lives in the second line, letting go of what is truly not in your control. Wisdom lives in the third line, knowing which is which. Worry tries to ignore all three. What you focus on grows. Another old piece of wisdom is this: you attract what you focus on the most. Put another way, be careful what you wish for. You have heard that before. A few years ago, there was a lot of hoopla about a secret for success and happiness. It boiled down to focus on what you want and believe you can obtain it. It is often called the law of attraction. I have no idea how it works behind the scenes, but I know that it does. Remember this: whatever you can conceive and believe, you will move toward and often achieve. This is true for both positive and negative thinking. If your thinking is mostly positive, you plant programs in your mind that lead you to better choices and better behavior. If it is all negative-based, then it is like the dark side of the Force taking charge, as illustrated by the Star Wars movies. Some people who tend to get exactly what they focus on in a negative way are known as hypochondriacs. These are the people who are always sick with something. They have essentially programmed themselves to believe they have a medical condition and to constantly seek a magic pill to fix it. Their belief can become so strong that they create the symptoms of a disease. Most hypochondriacs are group 1 people, the more negative thinkers, and they are usually unhappy people. There are also many people who worry that they are not likable. With their imagination, they convince themselves that they are not worthy of good relationships or happiness. Some are so committed to their negative thinking that even when an opportunity comes along that would give them exactly what they say they want, they sabotage it instead of enjoying it. That is the power of subconscious programming. It happens all the time. Worse yet, most people are not even aware of their negative and destructive thinking. They just do not know what they are doing to themselves. A practical way to handle worry. Here is my best tip on handling worry. It is simple, but very powerful if you actually do it. Step 1, write it down. First, write down whatever you are worrying about on a piece of paper. Be specific and detailed about what you are worrying about. Don't just write money, write, I am worried that I won't have enough money to pay the rent 3 months from now. Step 2, put it away. Next, store the paper somewhere safe where you can retrieve it in 6 months. Put a reminder on a calendar or in your phone so you will remember to read what you wrote when the 6 months are over. Step 3, redirect your focus. Now, make a decision to focus on something more positive, knowing that your worries are tucked away in a safe place and you do not need to carry them around in your head anymore. Write down the things you would like to have in your life that are positive and would add joy to your day. Better health, stronger relationships, a new skill, a fun trip, more peace at home. Again, be specific. Post your positive list in plain sight, somewhere you can see and review it regularly, on your bathroom mirror, your fridge, or your desk. The more frequently you review the list, the better. Here is what I know will happen, because I have used this technique myself. The 6 months will go by, and you will probably forget all about the negative list, because your focus has been redirected to the positive one. When you pull out the old worry list, you will see that most of what you were so worried about never happened. This proves that most of the things you worry about never come to pass. You will notice how different your life feels when you spend 6 months focusing on positive goals instead of feeding your fear. You will also realize that if you had kept your attention glued to that worry list, your unhappiness would have grown instead of shrunk. The message, do not feed the worry. Rethink it. Learn to stop worrying now. Turning worry into concern. Here is a simple way to reframe thoughts in real time. When a fear pops into your head, ask yourself 3 questions. Is this actually happening right now, or am I imagining it? If it is only in your imagination, pause and breathe. That is worry. Is there any specific action I can take today to improve this situation? If yes, that is concern. Make a small plan and take the next step. If no, you are dealing with something beyond your control. Is this thought helping me or just making me miserable? If it is just making you miserable, you have your answer. It is time to let it go. Concern says, I will do what I can today. Worry says, I will torture myself over what I cannot control tomorrow. Choose concern. It leads to action, learning, and growth. Choose less worry. It leads nowhere you want to go. Reflection exercise, from worry to wise concern. List 3 things you are currently worrying about. Write them down clearly, no generality. For each one, label it worry or concern. If there is no action you can reasonably take, it is worry. If there is something you can do, it is concern. For the concern items, write 1 action you will take in the next 24 hours. Make a call, book an appointment, start a plan, have a conversation. For the worry items, write the sentence beside each one. I choose to let this go. It does not deserve my energy. Then consider using the 6-month paper exercise for those items. The goal is not to eliminate every serious thought from your life. The goal is to stop feeding empty fear and to start living wisely and intentionally. Learn to stop worrying, start acting where you can, and accepting where you cannot. That shift alone can remove a lot of what sucks from your life and open the door to a lot more peace.